Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a member of the HSE West Regional Forum says there must be changes to the model used by the ambulance service. It's emerged that the Rescue 118 helicopter does not transfer seriously ill patients from the northwest and west of Ireland to Dublin beyond 9 o'clock each night. The CFR Ballynass Bay Campaign Group says before responding it will consider the announcement that 14 licences for shellfish farming at Ballynass Bay near Falkara have been granted. And the HSE has confirmed that no further long-term care will be available at the existing unit at Lifford Community Hospital. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, a member of the HSE West Regional Forum says there must be changes to the model used by the ambulance service, and particularly in terms of the length of time it takes to get patients out of ambulances and into emergency departments. Councillor Kieran Brogan was speaking after the inquest into the death of Margaret Callaghan from Letterkenny in January last year, heard the 71-year-old died after waiting for over an hour for an ambulance. She lived less than 6 minutes from Letterkenny University Hospital, where the inquest heard there were two ambulances parked and unable to transfer their patients into the care of medical staff. The ambulance which eventually brought her to hospital had to come from Dunloe. Councillor Brogan says a full and independent review is needed for the sake of the family, the ambulance service and hospital staff.
The family would also have said that the ambulance people, when they arrived, were very, very courteous, very helpful, and I suppose they face this on a daily basis. So we have to be thinking of the people on the ground, the ambulance service. They need this to be looked at, they need it reviewed, they need additional resources. And indeed the people working in A&E in Letterkenny, the frontline people, I feel for them as well. They're challenged day in, day out. The system and the model is there is simply not working, and I think it's time for a complete independent review outside of the HSE, because obviously the people in charge at the top of the HSE are not looking to find a solution to this. And unfortunately what happened in this situation here could happen today, it could happen tomorrow, or it could happen next week as well, because we're still implementing the same model and it's not working, and the people that find it most challenging is the ambulance personnel themselves.
The number of patients waiting on trolleys in emergency departments last week was 34% higher than the same time last year. The HSE says hospitals are coming under increased pressure, although the flu season hasn't officially started yet. There have been 186 cases so far this winter, with 9 people ending up in intensive care. Liam Woods, Director of Acute Hospitals with the HSE, says emergency departments are getting busier.
And that reflects pressure both in terms of demand, but also our capacity through move people back into community from hospitals. So our delayed discharges are still relatively higher than this time last year, which is a significant factor in terms of the numbers of trolleys, and we're hoping that number will come down as we approach Christmas.
Meanwhile, people are being reminded that visiting restrictions at Letterkenny University Hospital remain in place. General Manager Sean Murphy is appealing to people to cooperate with the visiting restrictions and to not visit the hospital due to the significant increase in the number of the cases of flu in the Donegal area recently. Restrictions are in place to protect vulnerable hospital patients and prevent further spread of the virus. Serious questions have been raised as it's emerged protocols in place prohibit the Rescue 118 helicopter transferring seriously ill patients from the northwest and west of Ireland to Dublin beyond 9 o'clock each night. The emergency helicopter, which carries out search and rescues in Donegal, is also paid by the HSE to urgently transfer people from Letterkenny University Hospital to Dublin when required. However, it's understood that the helicopter is under protocol to be back at base by 11 o'clock each night. It means that those who may need urgent care in the capital beyond 9 o'clock cannot be taken there until the following morning. Sligo Councillor Donald Gilroy says this is an issue in which funding shouldn't be a problem.
The inter-hospital transfers, which again, as we know, hospital budgets kind of get called from different places, or health service budgets, and it seems to be the inter-hospital one that seems to have the problem. Now, this is all run by the National Ambulance Service, and I put this question to Paddy O'Riordan, the head of the National Ambulance Service, and he said it's an Irish Aviation Authority, so I'll be following up with a letter to them to say what is the purpose behind it to try and try and get to the bottom of it and see, is it money? Because money is not a good enough reason. Because if a young child in Donegal or Sligo or Mayo or Galway or Clare or any of those counties, or even in Healy Ray country down in Kerry, need to be brought to Dublin, to a hospital, to Crumlin, or if you have an adult with a bleed on the brain and needs to be brought to Beaumont, then they need to be got there as fast as possible.
The CFR Ballynasbay campaign group says before responding it will consider the announcement that 14 of the 18 licences for shellfish farming at Ballynasbay near Fulcarra have been granted. In an initial statement, the group says they are deeply concerned that their objections and those of thousands of others have been ignored. They are questioning the assertion that this will benefit the local economy and are challenging the government to publish the cost-benefit analysis figures which provided the basis of their decision. Committee member Kathleen Nevrin told today's Nigel Noon Show that there are a lot of outstanding concerns.
We will study the news that came out and we will respond in due course in an appropriate forum. But there are a number of points that we note at the decision by Minister Michael Creed. He made his decision in spite of being fully aware of the widespread anger in the local community, in spite of being informed of the threat that it will pose to current employment locally and the prospect of local economic development, which is heavily dependent on ecotourism.
The shellfish industry themselves say this is 12 million euro a year into Donegal's economy, 400 jobs, 100 of those full-time.
There are cost-benefit analysis that the government is saying that they have in place to see why it would create so many jobs. We're looking forward to studying those because we've surveyed the local employers and they say the opposite. At the moment, local employers are employing a lot of people on the basis of ecotourism, tourism, Irish language colleges, walking and talking groups, and the numbers of people employed locally all year round due to the tourism sector are 500 to 600 at least, and those are conservative figures. We have surveyed all the businesses from Drimnatini to Maharorti, which would include the whole of Ballynasbay. We're very concerned about jobs because when these oyster farms are in place, they will create a lot of traffic, trucks, servicing, daytime work and also nighttime work, and we're very concerned about the impact on our local community.
Further concerns over the future of Lifford Community Hospital have come to the fore as the HSE has confirmed that no further long-term care will be available at the existing unit at the hospital. Currently, two long-stay clients reside at Lifford. They are being facilitated with their choice of alternative residential care and will move to St Joseph's Community Hospital in January. The HSE has also stated that short-term care will continue to be provided at the hospital in line with the existing bed complement. Local councillor Jerry Crawford has described the move as deeply concerning and says he has very little confidence in the HSE's commitment to the future of the hospital.
When it comes to Lifford Hospital, they say that the current position must stay as regards the short stay care of patients. But there's no commitment there either. They give the standard reply always to 2021 census and no commitment, no financial commitment, and absolutely no guarantees towards Lifford, and this certainly has to be a very concerning and a very alarming move.
Does it then effectively cast a serious, you know, dark shadow over the hospital in the sense, you know, what future does it have, really? Not to, I suppose, evoke any scaremongering and so on, but, you know, this phasing out of long-term care and, as you say, no commitment till 2021, things don't really look good here, do they?
No, they don't look good, and this has been said and has been said publicly for a very long time, and sometimes can be translated as always being negative news. But the fact is, it's factual news. Whether it's negative or not, the news is that there is no commitment from either the government or the HSE towards Lifford Hospital. It hasn't been there for a long time. Lifford Hospital has been brought to the stage where the care of long-stay patients has been eliminated. It didn't just happen accidentally. I believe that was a conscious decision of the HSE for it to arrive and bring the hospital to this position through lack of staff and lack of facilities and nursing care. And it just didn't happen by accident. And likewise now, we're back to the phase now where we're talking about short-term care. And I have no confidence that the HSE has any commitment whatsoever.
A Donegal County Councillor is calling for the sale of tablets and smartphones to children under 13 to be prohibited, claiming they are more dangerous than weapons. Councillor Micheál Nocton believes the internet leaves children highly vulnerable to the likes of gambling, pornography and cyberbullying. Speaking on today's 9 till noon show, Councillor Nocton says young children should only be allowed to use tablets in a safe environment like school. He's calling for an outright ban outside of that.
Let the big kids. Let them enjoy life. But definitely, I'm calling for the ban of say, because basically, there's a lot of parents that feel that are pressured into it because basically they go and they see some other child having an iPhone. Kids can be taught at school with smartphones, with tablets, I mean, in a safe environment, I mean. And I appreciate totally technology is the future and has benefits. But it has huge benefits when it's in a controlled environment and used at a correct age.
A child and adolescent psychiatrist says professionals in the sector do have targets to meet when it comes to seeing new patients. It's after figures released under the Freedom of Information Act show 1 in 10 CAMHS appointments were unattended. The HSE do not keep records of the reasons for patients who fail to show for their appointments. Dr. Maeve Doyle, a child and adolescent psychiatrist, says the experience can vary in different parts of the country.
The HSE for the last 8 to 10 years has been looking at kind of performance indicators. We're meant to respond within 3 days to an urgent appointment emergency, which we do.
All rents will be frozen at current rates for 3 years if the Dáil passes a new bill. It calls for an immediate rent freeze with all new rental properties pegged at market rates in that area. The bill, which will be voted on next week, also calls for a review of whether tax reliefs could be given to renters. Sinn Féin's housing spokesperson Eoin O'Brien says there needs to be a control on runaway rents.
There's a growing number of people, many of them young, but some of them at the later stage of their working life, whose incomes are between 35 and 75,000 euros, who simply cannot afford to rent accommodation at reasonable rates in our cities and increasingly in our towns.
Sport on Highland, in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, where you can get the new Donegal jersey and meet the players in store on Saturday, December 7th from 12 to 2.
It's 14 minutes past 5 and time to latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with boxing, and Jason Quigley's back in the ring tonight in California when he takes on Abraham Cordero in a super middleweight contest at the Hangar venue in Orange County. After suffering a first pro career loss in July, Quigley needs a win to get back on track. The bout against the Mexican is a first for the Donegal man under new coach Andy Lee.
Me and Andy have been working on a few different things in the gym, you know, nothing major, still going to be me, two arms, two legs walking into the ring, but you're going to see a different mindset, a few different tweaks in my technique and things like that, and as I said, look, I'm going in there to do damage tomorrow night.
Well, it's a long way from home, but Jason will have a good support on the far side of the States.
I have more support in there than the main event, and that's a WBA gold title eliminator, or a title fight actually. You know, look, that's the Irish too at the end of the day, and the support I've always got has been amazing. You know, I'm not a 3 hour drive away from home. I'm probably 3 hour drive to the airport, did an 11 or 12 hour flight to here, you know, so it's a long way away, and I appreciate all the fans coming over. It means a lot to me.
Yes, Jason Quigley back in action tonight. Hopefully things go well for him. Elsewhere, Jim Gavin has been named as the Signify Sports Manager of the Year. The former Dublin senior men's football manager led the boys in blue to a historic 5 All-Ireland titles in a row in September. Gavin, who stepped down from his role at the weekend, dedicated the award to his players. Gavin won the award in 2013 and is just the 5th person to win the prestigious title more than once. Moving on to soccer, and Everton's owner Farhad Masri has arrived at their training ground in Finch Farm for emergency talks with manager Marco Silva. The Toffees lie 18th in the table after their 5-2 hammering by Liverpool in the Merseyside derby last night. The Everton players have been asked to stay behind after training, with it looks like Silva's sacking expected imminently. And there's two games in the Premier League tonight. Freddie Ljungberg will take charge of his first home game as manager at the Emirates, as Arsenal host Brighton at 8:15. Brighton boss Graham Potter says, with a new manager in charge of the opposition, it's tough to plan for what Arsenal might do.
Freddie's just had one game at Norwich and then he'll be probably working to change some things. That's the whole point of making a change, I guess. You want to do something different, you want to see something different. They'll be working on that, but yeah, it's not easy to second guess that, and I don't think we should spend too much time doing that either. We just need to try and focus on ourselves.
Also tonight, Sheffield United, they go up against Newcastle at Bramall Lane at 7:30. Up in Scotland, Celtic midfielder Callum McGregor says it's time to start focusing on Sunday's Scottish League Cup final against Rangers. Manager Neil Lennon has been keen for the players not to lose concentration, despite knowing the showpiece against their biggest rivals was on the horizon. After last night's dramatic 2-1 win over Hamilton, which took them 2 points clear at the top of the Premiership, McGregor says attention has now turned to the final.
That's the template that we work from, that, you know, every game is the most important because it's the next one. So again, it's the same message for us in here, that we know what we're trying to do, we know what we want to achieve, and obviously, you know, the reason why we've been so successful is because we've took it one game at a time.
Well, Aberdeen say they're investigating after a pie was thrown towards Rangers captain James Tavernier last night. It happened during their 2-2 draw between the sides in the Scottish Premiership. Tavernier wasn't hit. And up in Italy, over in Italy, Roma have criticised an Italian newspaper over what they consider a racist headline. The Corriere dello Sport called their clash with Inter Milan tomorrow Black Friday, using pictures of Chris Smalling and Romelu Lukaku. Now, the article went on to describe the pair as two giants of colour. Without referencing the article, Inter tweeted they will always be against discrimination. In snooker, defending champion Ronnie O'Sullivan has been knocked out of the UK Championships. China's Ding Junhui defeated the Rockets 6-4 to reach the quarterfinals at the Barbican in New York. O'Sullivan said his opponent today deserved the win.
Yeah, no, he's a great player. You know, I'm surprised he hasn't won as much as he, you know, he has. And, you know, for him to not to have won the world title, to have not really pushed on and won more of the major events, you know, is a bit of a surprise. But I'm sure, you know, with his quality and pedigree and his will to win, you know, I'm sure that will start to fall into place at some time. And, you know, yeah, I was just pleased to be involved with a good match. Yeah, I wish he would have played a little bit worse today. It would be nice for me, but that's how it goes, you know. Yeah.
In this evening's session, three-time world champion Mark Selby, he plays Matthew Stevens. In golf on the European Tour this week, it's the Afrasian Bank Mauritius Open taking place. There's five players in joint lead after the first round. They all shot 66 to sit in 6-under par. They're Romain Langasque, Brandon Stone, Grant Forrest, Rasmus Højgaard and Benjamin Hébert. And on the PGA Tour this week, it's the Hero World Challenge taking place. There's two players in the lead after the first round. They both shot 66. They're sitting on 6-under pars, Gary Woodland and Patrick Reed. The tournament host, Tiger Woods, he's back on level par. In swimming, two Irish swimmers have the chance to take home medals from the European Short Course Swimming Championships in Glasgow this evening. Jack McMillan and Jordan Sloan, they'll be both out in the final of the 200 metres freestyle. And meanwhile, Shane Ryan won his heat and will represent Ireland in the 100 metres backstroke semi-final. He qualified second fastest among the entire field to secure a spot in the evening session. And finally for this evening, don't forget, coming up after the 7 o'clock news, the score with Dermot Doherty. His studio guest this evening will be Niall McDermott, who's the Basketball Northwest Development Officer. They'll be discussing everything that's coming up in the basketball scene. And in soccer, Dermot will also be looking at the Intermediate Cup action with Cock Hill away in Cork this week. They'll be looking at the Inishowen Leagues, will also feature. And also in Gaelic Games, there's an Under-21A final on Sunday between Naomh Connell and St Eunan's. Dermot will be looking at all that in the score after the 7 o'clock news. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And finally in news, it's been revealed that the number of nurses working in Donegal's community hospitals has been cut by 40%. Nursing staff levels in the county's 11 community hospitals are down from 233 in 2007 to 141. Meanwhile, the number of beds in the hospitals has dropped by 25%. Donegal Senator Padraig McLaughlin says the figures are a damning indictment of the government's willful neglect of the community hospitals in the county.
This is willful neglect of our community hospital system, and it's a big part of the reason why we have a crisis in Letterkenny University Hospital, because of course they cannot release patients to recover into what are called step-down beds in the community because they're just not there to the extent they were. So we have a crisis across our health system in Donegal, and it's caused by willful neglect by governments over the last 20 years.
Weather now. by a wet and windy evening with patches of mist and hill and coastal fog. Minimum temperatures tonight of 7 to 10 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a member of the HSE West Regional Forum says there must be changes to the model used by the ambulance service, and particularly in terms of the length of time it takes to get patients out of ambulances and into emergency departments. Councillor Kieran Brogan was speaking after the inquest into the death of Margaret Callaghan from Letterkenny in January last year, heard the 71-year-old died after waiting for over an hour for an ambulance. People are being reminded that visiting restrictions at Letterkenny University Hospital remain in place. General Manager Sean Murphy is appealing to people to cooperate with the visiting restrictions and to not visit the hospital due to the significant increase in the number of the cases of the flu in the Donegal area recently. The Save Our Ballynass Bay campaign group says before responding, it will consider the announcement that 14 of the 18 licences for shellfish farming at Ballynass Bay near Ferkara have been granted. In an initial statement, the group says they are deeply concerned that their objections and those of thousands of others have been ignored. And serious questions have been raised as its emerged protocols in place prohibit the Rescue 118 helicopter transferring seriously ill patients from the northwest and west of Ireland to Dublin beyond 9 o'clock each night. The emergency helicopter, which carries out search and rescues in Donegal, is also paid by the HSE to urgently transfer people from Letterkenny University Hospital to Dublin when required. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, the 5th of December. The death has occurred of Teresa Lynch, née Breen, 50 Drumroan Road, Drumquin. Teresa's remains will repose at her late home from 6:30 this evening. Funeral from there on Saturday afternoon at 2:20 for Requiem Mass at 3:00 in St. Patrick's Church, Langfield, Drumquin, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place in Scotland of Joseph Joe Danjo Gallagher, formerly of Ballard, Aranmore Island. Funeral Requiem Mass on Thursday, the 12th of December at 11:00 in St. Finan's Roman Catholic Church, Creef, Perthshire, Scotland. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Paddy Sweeney, Mahara Warden, Fanad. His remains will repose at his home from 7:00 this evening. Removal from there on Saturday morning at 11:30 to St. Columba's Church, Massmount, for Requiem Mass at 12 noon. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private, please, from 10:00 tonight until 12 noon tomorrow. The death has taken place of Phyllis Rutherford, Carrie Road, Ishkaheen, Muff. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 1:00 for Requiem Mass in St. Patrick's Church, Ishkaheen, Muff at 1:30, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Patients' Comfort Fund, Carndonagh Community Hospital, care of any family member or Liam Collins, funeral director. The death has occurred of Hannah McNulty, née Bradley, London, and formerly of Edenmore, Ballybuffet. Her remains are reposing at the home of her niece and nephew-in-law, Kay and Jerry Byrne, Edenmore, Ballybuffet. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass in St. Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon at 11:00, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust, care of any family member or G. McCool & Son funeral directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. And the death has taken place of Desmond Hegarty, Glenalla Rathmullen. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral service there tomorrow afternoon at 1:00, with burial afterwards in Glenalla Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Alpha One Foundation, Beaumont Hospital, care of any family member.